As South Carolina tilts toward a Senate vote, today is the last day, early voting, last day of early voting in the Republican primary, a Senate vote that I kid you not, will define this state for the next generation. It is that important. It is one of the, if not the, aside from presidential races, but we don't really make much of a difference in those except in the primary here in South Carolina, one of the most important races you will vote on in your lifetime. I am not exaggerating on that. It is that important. And you know how you could tell it's important? Democrat Party is broke right now. And I mean stone cold broke. So broke, they owe $18 million. And they're currently getting through the midterms, the DNC is, on a $15 million line of credit that they got by mortgaging the DNC headquarters. Why? Their donors won't write checks. And so when you find a donor willing to write checks, that's a valuable thing. They've got so many close races. I think Tallarico in Texas, think North Carolina, think Georgia, other places that they need to compete, get those Senate seats. And yet, they found $1 million to dump into this race to defeat Ralph Norman. And they are stone cold Democrats. These are the same people who provided $12 million for almost $12 million for Kamala Harris's campaign to boost her reelection efforts, worked to get Biden and Harris elected in 2020. And now they're trying to get Darlene Graham elected. So I put this out on the internet, got a ton of hits, clicks, and likes, and I challenged Darlene Graham to disavow. She claimed at the debate, we're 3 days past this now. She claimed at the debate, but she had no idea that the Democrats were funding her campaign. None whatsoever. She's completely confused. Not a clue. I don't know anything about Democrat PACs. I'm completely confused. Okay, well, guess what? Now she knows. So I challenged her, disavow it. If you're not a Democrat, you're not a Democrat, disavow. Publicly tell the Democrat PAC to stop sending things to the people of South Carolina on your behalf. Tell them to stop. I mean, if it's me, you know, I'm at the debate, say I'm running for office, you're running for office, and you find out Democrats are spending $1 million to elect you, would you not be curious? Would you not, as soon as you got out of the debate, go, gosh, I mean, assume she's telling the truth, right? I know it's possible she doesn't know that the Graham machine, the Graham staffers didn't tell her. Would you be curious? Wouldn't you get online? Find out, who are these people? Why are they spending money on me? Been 3 days, I challenged her to disavow them. Just disavow them. Say, hey, tell them, you know what? Stop spending money on my behalf. Okay? Because now you know. Has she? No.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Folks, there is a uniparty. They run this state. And let me tell you what's going on here, okay? This is a once-in-generation chance to turn South Carolina into something good, into a freedom factory like Florida. We have the voter mentality here to do it. We have just been kept down by the Graham machine. Let me tell you what, these people inside the Graham machine, what it is a cabal of donors, staffers, and then consultants who use the donors' money. They've not just kept control of that Senate seat, I'm going to get to that in a minute, but control of this state. To the point where Democrats are now openly running for office and our so-called Republican leaders who have the same consultants, they share the same consultants with these Democrats, are saying nothing about it. Especially not with David Pasco, with the very Democrat, pretend to be Republican leaders of our legislature. Democrats are walking in here, Dick Harpootlian and running Democrats as Republicans. And the Graham machine helps with that. You're seeing the textbook this week. You're watching Democrat state legislators turn the vote out, telling their voters go vote in the primary, go vote for Darlene Graham. And I've brought you all of that. But you're also seeing Democrats take their precious resources, $1 million, and run ads. And folks, this idea she doesn't know, she's confused. Do you realize that the state newspaper's written about this now? I mean, there's no way she can't know. And they even point out what I point out, that Tom Madsey, who raised money for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, helped run a PAC with ads for them, and then celebrated at a Green New Deal, green energy inaugural ball, bragged that he was working to help defeat Trump in 2024, and that he works with Never Trump Republicans. Tom Madsey even admitted to the state newspaper, yeah, we're running these ads, but you know, it's, yeah, we're against Norman. Well, then you're for Darlene Graham. You're not. They are not going to run ads for a conservative Republican if that's what Darlene Graham is. I'm here to tell you, their resources are too precious. And the state even points out how very strange it is that it's a Green New Deal climate change pack, and yet the ads are deceptive. The ads run on Darlene Graham's behalf are incredibly deceptive. They don't mention climate change. They don't mention climate change subsidies, which you have to pay to Democrat groups. Why, I don't know. Thank you, Ralph Norman, for getting them stripped out of the big, beautiful bill. They should have never been there in the first place. And by the way, that's not Trump's fault. That's the funniest part. Norman and Trump were on the same side on that. Trump has shut down so many of these solar and wind farm projects. Good for him. Ralph Norman gave him cover to do that by saying, no, I'm not voting for the green, you know, the big, beautiful bill, as long as there's Green New Deal in there. Anyway, folks, what's so nasty about this that she will not condemn, and I know she's seen this, so I challenged her. I'm just telling you, condemn it. Say, hey, look, I've discovered Democrats are funding, you know, my campaign, all these ads that are being sent deceptively to South Carolinians. Just condemn it. Say you don't want it. Tell them to turn off the spigot. I don't want anything to do with Democrats. She won't do it. And that tells you everything about who this woman is and who her campaign is. You know what makes it worse, though? And even the state newspaper recognizes this. They're not, if they were running ads for her honestly, like, well, we like Darlene because we think that she's going to vote for all of AOC's climate change subsidies. We'll all get rich. Cool. All right. But they're not. They're pretending to be conservative Republicans, and they're criticizing Ralph Norman for not being sufficiently pro-Trump enough when they are Democrats themselves. So it is incredibly deceptive. It's being done in Darlene Graham's name. I've challenged her, disavow, condemn. Condemn the lies. I had another one of their texts yesterday. Nope. And folks, that tells you everything you need to know about who this woman's going to be. So we need to go to the polls, because let me tell you what, these people win. They're not just controlling that Senate seat, folks. These are the people that kill off the conservatives in the primaries. These are the people who come like the hounds of hell for the conservative Republican Freedom Caucus members in the primaries. These are the people that Republican leadership in this state are paying back when they defeat efforts, as requested by Trump, to redraw Jim Clyburn's congressional district, which is fakely created for him by our legislature to disenfranchise Republican voters and hand a district that no way, no how should go to the Democrats, to the Democrats. So, folks, what you're watching is payback. I'm telling you what happened here. The machine, the Lindsey Graham folks, they called up the Democrats and said, hey, listen. Listen, we just gave you Jim Clyburn's seat. We let you keep it. That's worth $1 million. We need you to spend it on our friend Darlene. Or, you know, we may just redraw that district. Folks, they work together. And you can shatter that machine. You never get a chance to do something this cool. So what I need you to do today, I need you to go early vote. Take everyone with you. Take five people with you. Or get five people. Maybe they don't live here. Maybe they live out in the coast. Especially need to reach them, because they are the ones being brainwashed right now by the very Democrats Darlene Graham refuses to condemn, and whose money continues to fund her campaign or the campaign against Ralph Norman in this state. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen Democrats or Republicans so openly, well, Rhino Republicans work together. This is historic. And you could change it. So don't call here whining, crying, complaining. You don't like how our legislators voted or how Darlene Graham votes. This is your chance. You got to go do something today. You need to early vote.